The National Weather Service in Harrisburg has issued a flood warning effective until 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time for people in the following locations in south-central Pennsylvania, southwestern Dauphin County. At 6:30 a.m., the Paxton Creek was at 9 feet and rising, and at 7, the creek level had exceeded flood stage of 10 feet and was continuing to rise. Do not drive your vehicle into areas where the water covers the roadway. The water depth may be too great to allow your car to cross safely. Vehicles caught in rising water should be abandoned quickly. Move to higher ground. A flash flood warning means that flooding is occurring or is imminent. Most flash flood deaths occur in automobiles. Do not attempt to cross bridges, dips, or low spots if water covers the roadway. Never try to cross a flowing stream, even a small one, on foot. To escape rising water, move up to higher ground. On Chesapeake Bay, today southeast wind 10 to 15 knots, waves 1 to 3 feet. Showers and scattered thunderstorms reducing visibility below 3 miles. Tonight, south wind 15 to 20 knots, waves 2 to 4 feet. Scattered showers and thunderstorms reducing visibility below 3 miles. Saturday, south wind 10 to 15 knots, shifting to northwest 10 to 15 knots. Chance of showers reducing visibility below 3 miles. Bay water temperatures are in the mid-70s to lower 80s. At the Maryland, Delaware, and South Jersey coastal resorts today, showers and thunderstorms likely, the high 80 to 85. Saturday, good chance of more showers and thunderstorms, the high 80 to 85. Water temperatures range from the mid and upper 60s at the South Jersey shore to the mid-70s at the Maryland shore. The extended forecast for Maryland and Delaware to include the mountains and coastal resorts for Sunday through Tuesday. Partly sunny through the period, high each day in the low to mid-80s, except 75 to 80 in the far west portion. Overnight lows mainly in the 60s, a few lower 70s in the east portion. Morning sunshine gave way to cloudiness yesterday as a low formed in the nation's midsection. Temperatures managed to get into the low 90s to upper 80s in the south and to the upper 70s in the northern mountains in spite of the increasing cloud cover. Overnight it was cloudy with light rain beginning before dark in the west and near midnight in central Pennsylvania. A few locations in central Pennsylvania received over an inch of rain by 5 o'clock. The low pressure system had moved to eastern Ohio. The low will continue moving east across the region and slide offshore late Saturday. It will remain soggy in the east until early Sunday, when a high will drift south out of Canada and take over. Western locations may see some sun late Saturday. I'm Tad Kowalczyk, and I've got the latest forecast for the WXL-40 listening area. Today, cloudy with showers and thunderstorms, high in the mid to upper 70s. Southeast wind around 10 miles an hour. Tonight, cloudy with a 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms, low in the upper 60s. Southeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming north 5 to 10 miles an hour late. Saturday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance of showers, high in the low 80s. The extended forecast for eastern Pennsylvania for Sunday through Tuesday. Partly cloudy and mild through the period, the high mid-70s to mid-80s. Morning lows in the upper 50s and 60s. The 7 o'clock downtown Harrisburg weather was cloudy with rain and fog, 70 degrees. Dew point was 70. This gives us a 100% humidity. Wind was from the east at 3 miles an hour. Barometer was 29.85 inches and falling. It was cloudy across the state. Temperatures range from a high of 73 degrees at Lancaster, Philadelphia, and Willow Grove Naval Station to a low of 61 at Bradford. In Philadelphia, it was cloudy with rain showers, 73. Pittsburgh, foggy, 68. Baltimore, Maryland, cloudy and 70. Harrisburg, downtown, cloudy with rain showers and fog, 70. At 7 o'clock, Harrisburg's radar showed moderate to heavy rain and all within range of the radar except for portions of northern Virginia near Washington. At 7 o'clock, Paxton Creek in Harrisburg was above 10 feet and rising. The daily climatic summary for Thursday, August the 8th. The high was 89, the low was 63. Mean was 76. Normal for this date, high of 86, low of 65. There were 11 cooling degree days for a monthly total of 101 and a seasonal total of 1,032. There was a trace of precipitation for a monthly total of a trace and a yearly total of 15.76. Departures for the month, 88 hundredths of an inch below normal, and for the year, 8.12 inches below normal. For today, Friday, August the 9th, record high was 98 set in 1900, record low was 52, set in 1989. Sun will rise at 6:12 a.m. and set at 8:13 p.m. This information will be broadcast each day until around 10 a.m. The Susquehanna River Basin forecast issued by the National Weather Service River Forecast Center in Harrisburg. At 1 a.m. this morning, the river at Newport was at 3.4 feet, at Sunbury 5.7 feet, and at Harrisburg 3.0 feet. The forecast for 7 a.m. tomorrow, at Newport 3.6 feet, Sunbury 5.9 feet, and at Harrisburg 2.9 feet. The agricultural forecast issued by the National Weather Service in Washington. Minimum relative humidity in percent for today, 75, Saturday, 50. Sunshine in percent today, 0, Saturday, 40. Drying conditions today, poor, Saturday, fair to good. Poor hay curing conditions are expected today. However, hay curing conditions will improve over the weekend as drier air moves in from the northwest. Vegetative wetting next 24 hours, 8 to 16 hours from rain. Wind for spraying today, southeast 10 to 15 miles an hour, and Saturday, northwest